This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The draft is still going to happen. It will not happen in Las Vegas. We know that, at least with an audience, but it's going to happen. And the NFL is staying on schedule. As a matter of fact, the new league year begins tomorrow, and free agency officially begins. All these deals Mike and I have been talking about all become official. So, Mike, over the next few weeks, one of the things we're going to try to do, guys, is bring you a lot of the names that you're familiar with, some that you may not be familiar with when it comes to the draft, and talk to some of these guys that are going to get a chance to hopefully show their skill set in the National Football League.
Yeah, man, and one of the things we're looking for is an edge rusher, edge defender, Jonathan Grenard. John joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's a Paulding County boy, so I know he can communicate with Squidbilly, Carl, so he speaks redneck, and that's a good thing, John. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good, man. First off, we ask everybody when you go through that process, how fun or how much of a hassle was the combine for you?
So the combine was, like, I guess they tried to use the new schedule out this year, I guess, setting everything about a couple hours back. But overall, I mean, the process building up to it, the only thing was different was that when we get there on the first day, we don't do anything, as opposed to last year. As soon as you get off the plane, you're literally going through, you know, medical and all the stuff that they have set up for us. So, I mean, overall, just got to meet some really good guys. Got to enjoy the experience that I've been waiting on my whole life. So, it was a dream come true. It's pretty good.
Jonathan, first team All-SEC selection after leading the Gators 15.5 tackles for loss, 9.5 sacks, 9.5. You should have had 12, right? I know every guy says that.
Yeah. Should have had 12, probably more than that.
In 12 starts, but guys, he's productive. So Mike and I always play this game. We're an interested team, all right? We're Team X. Sell us.
Right.
What is it that why do we want Jonathan Grenard on our football team?
So basically, you know, I'm a student of the game, and I think kind of players are shying away from that now as we get through, I guess, our generation of players coming through. They want to, you know, use everything based on their athletic ability. Well, I'm not the strongest, nor the fastest, or the biggest. So, but I just got to give myself that extra advantage by, you know, sitting myself down in that in the film room and just honestly just diving in on my next opponent, about diving in about football overall. So, I never lost a love of the game, and that's one of the things that keeps me going. So, as long as I can do that, I'll be making plays like that.
It's a different position, bro, but you sound a little bit like Grady Jarrett. I don't know how much you follow the Falcons, but that's the same kind of attitude.
Oh, no, I'm a Falcons guy. Trust me. I've been diehard all my life.
Nice. Well, it's rare sometimes that we can get a guy, and then it's happened twice in my 22 years here where we talk to a dude before the draft, and the dude winds up with the Falcons, man. So let's hope so. What do you think?
Hey, I hope.
It's a Jonathan Grenard with us, guys, from Paulding County. And was it Hiram? Where'd you go to school, Bo?
Yeah.
Yep, Hiram?
Yes, sir. Hiram High School.
Give me a shout out. So what do you got to work on, man? What do you think you need to do to get to that next level?
So basically, a lot of my pass rush last year, I ended up missing the sack because it's just more of a bend at the end of the rush type thing. So I just basically started working on getting more flexible, put my body in those positions that is kind of in awkward phases, I guess, so that way, you know, it get more comfortable come game time. So just overall flexibility, and it helps out in a lot of more things, especially with, you know, speed, you know, injuries and things and stuff like that. So just stretching a lot.
They talk about you being a worker bee off the field and willing to play in pain, with pain. Were you injured this season at any point? And what did you play with?
Yeah, I mean, injuries happen all the time in sports. But me, honestly, I had the high ankle sprain, which is one of those more severe ones. I never had one beforehand. So me, you know, just walking, you know, straight line, or running, jogging straight line was fine until I basically got into a game and, you know, somebody's pushing on you. And that game happened to be, you know, LSU game. That was the one that kind of I really, really felt it. And I ended up missing the next game as well against South Carolina. So Yeah, I played with that injury all pretty much from Auburn game on. So, but you know, I was still out there making sure that I was trying to make sure my put my team and myself in the best situation to move forward. So, yeah.
So Dan Mullen comes in. What was the vibe like down there with a new coach?
Yeah, so you know, me coming from Louisville, I had old school type. You know, Bobby Petrino did a really good job with us as well. Obviously, I mean, unfortunately, things didn't go to his plan. But yeah, I came down with Coach Mullen. He was at the younger field tour. You know, very competitive. I mean, the guys were competitive and everything. You can just tell by his demeanor how he carries himself that he wants to win. So it rubs off on the guys, and the guys bought in. So that's what you see now in this program is steadily increased because of buying in to this program.
6'3", 265 pounds of mass. He is Jonathan Grenard. How did you get to Louisville, man? What happened there?
Yeah, so Coach Grantham, I knew about him being at, obviously, with Georgia in the past, and I kind of understood, you know, how he develops his guys in his defense, kind of like myself flourish, and I feel like it was the best fit for me. So once I went up there, you know, his resume speaks for itself, so I know I was going to get top-of-the-line coaching. And then, obviously, when he departed and went to Mississippi State, you know, I still somewhat kept in contact, you know, obviously due to the rules. But once he got to Florida, and I kind of knew I was going to graduate, and obviously Coach Petrino got fired, it kind of just worked out in itself, and that way it was a no-brainer for me going into my last season.
Yeah, this portal's the real deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to put the...
My only advice is you better have graduated. That way you can play right away. Other than that, right? You got to sit out for a year.
Well, we talk about it all the time. Again, guys, Jonathan Grenard joins us here, former Florida Gator, now about to make his journey into the NFL, and he's a local kid. He joins us here on Dukes and Bell. That's the thing, Jonathan. You guys finally get the power. I think it's about time because coaches, as you just seen, coaches get fired, coaches split, and you guys are left hanging, holding the bag.
Yeah, man. It's one of those situations you better hope that, you know, all you have everything set up, you know, as far as making sure you got good grades, you know, having a good relationship with coaches, making sure that team fits you, especially going to field that shit like myself.
And you know what? Here's the thing for you, by the way. What teams, I know you just want to play, but who's repping you, by the way, first of all? And then what teams did showed interest in you?
I mean, some teams that I think really stood out. I think Seattle stood out a lot. The Texans stood out. Bills. A couple other ones, I think, more so. I think Steelers were a pretty good fit. I mean, I talked to so many of them, but the ones I actually have a good feel for, the one I just said. So Seattle is a good one. Minnesota as well. So any team that honestly needs some passers or some playmakers, I mean, they've talked to me.
Who were the guys as a kid? I know you said you're familiar with the Falcons, but were there guys that you were like, yeah, I dig that dude's game?
Oh, man. I mean, you got John Abraham, Patrick Kearney, Jonathan Babineau interior-wise, Grady Jarrett now. You know, just a lot of the guys that I idolized coming up, I think. Keith Brooklyn, I played middle linebacker at first, but Keith Brooklyn was my biggest inspiration at one point.
Nice.
Yeah, when I was younger, that's who I used to try to model my game after. So we had a lot of ballers down there in Atlanta, you know, just
right.
They're going to get it right.
I mean, he's old enough to have seen a couple of runs of the NFC Championship. Here's the thing, Carl. He knows all about the Falcons. He's pulled for him. Watch Jonathan be a Saint.
Yeah. that's how things work out.
That is one of the teams that did show a little interest, too, not to mention it. But, hey, at this point, you never know. Every team's going to mention you. You just got to see who's going to take the shot.
All right. That's how things work out. Well, man, I know things, you know, are stressful right now. But, brother, they're going to work out. Things will be great for you. And, you know, we're going to get back to playing ball. And hopefully you have a long and prosperous career. We are going to be watching, and we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.